Listening Library presents The After Room by Miley Malloy. Read for you by Kristen Milioti. Part 1. Chapter 1. Skylark. Green and gold streamers hung from the ceiling of the gym, and the band glowed under the stage lights against the folded bleachers. The singer had a shiny black sweep of hair and wore a narrow blue satin tie. It was late in the evening, and the punch bowl had been emptied many times. The school dance had posed a problem for Janie Scott and Benjamin Burroughs, because he was enrolled as her cousin, although he wasn't her cousin. They were not supposed to be a romantic couple. At Ann Arbor High, going to the spring formal together meant you were practically engaged. Janie wished they had spent more time thinking their cover story through. Benjamin had wanted to just skip the dance. "We have to try to have a normal life here," Janie had said. The look on Benjamin's face said that he would never have a normal life. Ever. He lived underwater with grief. Finally, Janie asked the Doyle twins to go with them. Nat Doyle was an excellent dancer and had spun Janie all over the floor. His sister, Valentina, wore a pale blue strapless dress, her arms brown and strong from tennis, but Benjamin didn't seem to have noticed. As a schoolboy in London, Benjamin had taken dancing lessons, and he could waltz and foxtrot in an automatic way. But he steered Valentina with only a small corner of his mind, as he did everything now. The best part of him wasn't there. He excused himself and wandered off toward the bathrooms. The singer's face dripped with sweat under the lights beneath his shiny helmet of